Can you pronounce these city and state names? Welcome back to the Learn English Podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. On today's episode, I want to talk about pronunciation and how to pronounce some tricky city and state names here in the United States. We all know English is a difficult language and we really have some unique and odd pronunciation. So on today's episode, I want to go through some city and state names that you might be pronouncing wrong if you are not a native English speaker, and also if you are not an American, because some of these city and state names are the same in other countries, but maybe those countries pronounce them differently. So on today's episode, we're going to discuss these places, and I'm going to tell you how to pronounce them with an American accent. So if you're interested in learning more about these names and how to pronounce them, then follow along because we're about to begin. Before we begin, I just want to remind you to look at the description of this podcast episode. There you will find helpful links and you will also find the vocabulary list. This is the list of words and phrases that I used in the episode so you can take them and build your English vocabulary. Now, let's talk about some of these weirdly pronounced places. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start by talking about the states and then we'll talk about individual cities. The first set of states that I'm going to talk about are two states that are spelled very similarly, but are pronounced very differently. Do you know what states I'm talking about? Well, the first one is Kansas. Kansas is a state that is towards the middle of the US, and that is how it is pronounced. Kansas. Kansas. There is another state that is spelled very similarly, but the pronunciation you're going to hear is not the same. The second state has Kansas at the end of the name, but in front of Kansas, it has the letters AR. Looking at the spelling, you would think that it would be Arkansas. We already know how to pronounce Kansas, so that makes sense. We're just going to call it Arkansas. Unfortunately, it is not that easy. Instead of being Arkansas, this state is called Arkansas. Arkansas. Arkansas is a state that is in the southern part of the United States. It's the state where Bill Clinton was governor before he became president of the US, and it just has one of those weird pronunciation rules. I'm not really sure why they're so different. I can tell you though that if you think it is a little bit funny, a little bit strange that these two states are pronounced so differently from each other, there are a lot of people in the United States who completely agree with you. I remember when I was in school, I was learning about the different states with my classmates, learning about the 50 states in the United States, and I remember some of my classmates laughing and joking and asking why these two states are not pronounced the same way. Our teacher didn't really have an answer, and I don't really have an answer for you either, but that is how they are pronounced, Kansas and Arkansas. Now, the next state on our list is another home state of a former president. This is Barack Obama's home state. Do you know how to pronounce it? It is pronounced Illinois. Illinois. The state of Illinois is in the northern middle part of the United States, and it looks like it should be pronounced Illinois because it does end with an S, and normally in English we do pronounce the final S on a word. However, in this case, because it does come from a French word, we do not pronounce that. Instead, we are going to leave off that final S and just pronounce it Illinois. The third state on our list has a silent letter in it, and it is one of the longer names for a state name, and it is Connecticut. Connecticut. When you look at the spelling, it looks like it should be Connecticut. Connecticut. However, we do not pronounce that middle C in front of the T in Connecticut. We take that out, and it just becomes a silent letter. When you pronounce it, you are not going to pronounce that middle C, so it's going to be Connecticut. Connecticut. The last two states on our list are actually states that border my home state. I am from California, and there are two states that are right next to my state that have a little bit tricky pronunciation, and even people who are in the United States sometimes mispronounce them. Let's start with the state that is directly above my state, the state that is north of it, and that is Oregon. When you look at the spelling, it might look like you should pronounce it Oregon. I've actually heard people from this state correct that pronunciation because it's actually Oregon. Oregon. The E in the middle of the word is a schwa type vowel sound because it is the unemphasized syllable. So when you pronounce that, make sure to take that E and turn it into a schwa sound. When you pronounce it, it therefore becomes Oregon. Oregon. The other state that borders my state is the one that is one of the ones, I should say, that's on the eastern part of my state. It is the home of Las Vegas. And do you know how to pronounce this state? I have heard a lot of people who are from the East Coast mispronounce it. When you say this state name, you are going to say Nevada. Nevada. A lot of people will look at the spelling, see all of the A's that are in the word, and instead want to say Nevada, Nevada, with a very open jaw sound and a very open A when they are pronouncing that. I've actually heard people who are from the East Coast pronounce it that way, pronounce it Nevada. And anytime I hear that, I kind of cringe a little. I know that that person is not from the West Coast. They are not from California or Nevada because we definitely do not pronounce it that way. If you do end up going to Las Vegas, if you do want to have your own hangover type moment and having a fun weekend with your friends, what you want to do is keep your jaw relatively closed when you are pronouncing the A's in the word. You're going to pronounce it more with an American type A than with a Spanish or open vowel sound type A. So when you pronounce it, you are going to say Nevada. Nevada. Now let's talk about some cities that have unique pronunciations. The first two are in the state of Alabama, and our first city is a city that has the exact same name as a city in Great Britain, but it is pronounced very differently than how they pronounce it there. This city is called Birmingham. Birmingham. When you look at the spelling, it's actually pronounced exactly how it's spelled. I actually think this makes it a little bit easier to pronounce. But if you are someone who has learned British English, if you have been to England, spent any time there, you will recognize that name and you will notice that we pronounce it differently. I believe in England it is pronounced Birmingham, and they don't really make the H sound at the end of the word. If you are coming to the United States, definitely pronounce it Birmingham. Birmingham. The second city on our list that's in Alabama has a very common word as the name, but it's just not pronounced how we would pronounce it in other contexts. The word looks like it should be pronounced mobile. If you, again, have spent any time in Great Britain, you will know that what they call an iPhone or an Android in Great Britain is a mobile. It's a mobile phone that you can move around and walk around with, and so they call it a mobile for short. In the United States, we never say that. You will never call a phone that. You'll call it a cell phone instead. So that word we don't really use in that context. But when it comes to this particular pronunciation, we actually pronounce it differently. This city in Alabama is not called Mobile, it's called Mobile. Mobile. If you listen to my pronunciation, you can hear that soft eel sound that I'm making at the end of the word. It is not aisle, instead it's eel. Mobile. Mobile, Alabama. Another city on our list is another city that's also in the South, but it's in the state of Kentucky. It is one of the bigger cities in Kentucky, probably one of the more well-known cities in Kentucky. And when you look at the spelling, it looks like it should be pronounced Louisville. It looks like it has the spelling of a man's name, Louis, and then Ville, so you would think it would be Louisville. However, if you are a local, if you're from someone from Kentucky, you probably have a southern accent and you will not say Louisville. I'm going to try to say this. Please note that I have a Californian accent. I do not have a southern accent, so this isn't going to be perfect. But a local from Kentucky or from the south is not going to call it Louisville. They're going to say Louisville. Louisville. If you can see my jaw shape on YouTube, you can see that my mouth is very much more closed when I'm saying this. I'm going to say Louisville. And it almost kind of feels like I have something in my mouth, like rocks in my mouth or something, because I'm not really moving my mouth. Maybe I'm chewing on food or something and trying to speak, but that's kind of the accent that you want to have when you say this word, Louisville.
But you're certainly not in Louisville, and you're certainly not in Louisville or anywhere near that. You're in Louisville, Kentucky. That's how we pronounce it.
Our next city is in the state of Iowa, and it's another city that gets its name from a French history, and that is the city in Iowa that is called Des Moines. When you look at the spelling of this, again, you would try to say that S like Illinois, but because it does have that French history for the name, we're going to leave off that S, and instead we're just going to say Des Moines. Des Moines. No S sound at the end. And next, we're going to move to Idaho and we're going to talk about one of the big cities there. When you see this city name, you might think it would be pronounced Boise or Boise, something around those terms, but instead it's pronounced Boise. Boise. So sometimes people will pronounce this word with a Z sound, like Boise. That's not how we're going to pronounce it. We're going to keep it as an S sound. So think of the two words boy and see and just put them together. Boise. Boise. Our next one is one of my favorite words just to look at for a city name. It is just spelled in such a cute way, I think, when I see it. It is a city in Florida and it looks like it should be pronounced Kissimmee. Kissimmee. However, that is not how we're going to pronounce this word. Instead, we're going to call it Kissimmee. Kissimmee. You will hear a lot of people say Kissimmee. I can say that I've heard that pronunciation, and maybe that's why I think the word just looks so cute, like you're asking someone to kiss you or something, but it's not pronounced that way. That middle syllable is the one that you're going to stress, which means that the I at the beginning of the word, the kiss part, you're actually going to take that and turn it into that schwa vowel sound. So it becomes K-S-I-M-M-E, Kissimmee. Now we're going to move over to the state of Arizona, and one that I think is very deceptive when you look at it. So there is a big city in Arizona that looks like it should be pronounced Tucson. It is spelled T-U-C-S-O-N. You would think Tucson, that seems like a very understandable pronunciation. However, the C in this word is not pronounced. So instead, it is Tucson. Think of the word two or the number two and then son at the end. So when you pronounce it Tucson. Tucson. Now we're going to talk about a city in my home state of California. In California, we are right on the border with Mexico. So there are a lot of places here, and of course, in other states like Texas, Arizona, Nevada, that have these names that are based off of Spanish names. There's a history of Spanish colonization, of the Spanish language being spoken in this part of the United States. So a lot of the places here come from the Spanish language. If you are not a Spanish speaker, one tip I'm going to tell you is that in these names, when you see a J, a lot of times it's pronounced more like an H sound in English. And when you see two L's right next to each other, that is pronounced as a Y sound. That might not be something you know if you don't speak Spanish, if you haven't taken any Spanish classes. So, just something to be aware of if you do end up coming to the southwestern part of the US, one of the four states that I mentioned. So, this city that I'm going to talk about is a city that is right next to San Diego. San Diego, of course, comes from a Spanish name. The city that I'm talking about is La Jolla. The second word in that city name is spelled Jolla. You might think it's Joy La or something along those lines. But again, we're going to follow those Spanish speaking rural names. You're going to actually make that J into an H sound. The two L's are going to become a Y. So it becomes La Jolla, Jolla, when you pronounce it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you learned a little bit about how to pronounce some of these tricky words that we have here. I know that it can be confusing because English has weird pronunciation, and then with the United States and its history of different language influences, we have words from other languages mixed in, so it can be just overwhelming sometimes. So I really wanted to do this guide to help you with the trickiest state names, the trickiest city names. So if you do end up visiting the United States or moving here, you will know how to correctly pronounce them. I also have a playlist that I have been building of pronunciation guides. These are past episodes that I did on how to pronounce really tricky English words. I will leave that for you in the description. So if you liked this episode and you want more practice on pronouncing some of the most difficult words, you can also check out that playlist. If you are enjoying these types of episodes, if you want more pronunciation tutorials, please let me know. Leave a comment and tell me about it because, as you can see, there are a lot more English words that we could talk about. And I can plan a lot more episodes like this, but of course, I don't know to do that unless you tell me to. So please leave a comment below if you enjoyed it. If this podcast is helping you to learn English overall, if you're enjoying it, then please consider leaving us a rating on whatever app you're using to listen to this podcast on. You can also tell a friend, tell a family member, tell someone who is learning English so we can continue to grow our audience. You can also follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com. And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.